The article I chose was on CBC News called Social Media is Blinding Us to the Other Points of View by Ramona Pringle. I started out searching for articles. This one enticed me because it did mention the election as well as how social media keeps us from really seeing the news. Ultimately, the article breaks down things such as our social media feed. So what we like, such as I liked Hillary, I may not see Trump information. It keeps us from seeing specific information that is out there. And it also comments on how most of us do get news from social media and how it can have drawbacks because it's filtering out the news. Pringle comments that 144 million users log into Facebook each day, and out of those, 44% of the U.S. gets their news from social media. So I want kind of everyone to think about that. Think about how scary that can be. Facebook and Twitter are not news outlets, and they do not pride themselves in that even. They're attempting to cater to you so you'll stay on their website to read ads. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg even stated he is deeply concerned about how Facebook could affect democracy and the company could do a better job of distributing news. Also, Columbia University did a study on 59% of the stories shared on the internet have never been read, so that you only go off of that tagline. And some of those are just to entice you so you'll read the article. So let that sink in. Everyone voting is only reading the tagline of the stories that are catered to them. So how are we making educated decisions on the future? How can we see other points of views if our news is shaped to us based on what we have chosen in the past, or the only people whose views we see are maybe someone who writes something rude about the opposing person or who you believe in? The article does discuss our soapbox culture, which I completely agree with. To quote out of there, we get to share what we want to share and have the desire to be heard while forgetting that everyone has the desire to be heard. And what we're doing with that is we're spending so much time wanting to be heard that we forget to listen. To quote again directly from the article, as a result, despite having more access to information than ever, we're not engaging with points of views that differ from our own. So think about that. In the election, filters blinded half of the population to what was hidden in plain sight. And I challenge you to think about, did you put your blinders on during this election? Did you only get your information from Facebook? So something to definitely think about.